the commissioners are there to serve the ratepayers, both in terms of residents and businesses. So we want them to input to the events and to help us make Peel a really attractive place to visit and come to. So we did have three outcomes from the meeting. Some of them are short term, some of them are long term. The first one that we identified was to improve the signage around Peel, especially where we get high levels of tourist traffic, to help them navigate and find their way around the town. And thinking about places like where the coach drops off, just really simple things. So there's a map there and they know where to go to get a cup of coffee or to find the tourist information or the toilets, whatever they might need to find. The second thing that we found was a more long-term issue, and that was to improve the parking in the town. Obviously, Peel is a fishing village, so it's always going to be a challenge, but we are already working on that. We've got a student over the summer collecting data, going round the car parks with a clipboard and a high-vis vest on. So we've got some data, and then once we've got all of that data, we can take it to the Department of Infrastructure and hopefully come up with some solutions to help improve the parking situation. And the third thing was just a general tidy up of the town. So some quick wins that we've identified straight away are to buy some flowers and some hanging baskets for Michael Street, to do a deep clean the area and make it look fresh for the summer. And we're going to be putting some bunting up. And then we're also looking at some longer term things and buying some new equipment for the high street. So they were the three main things that we've got to work on.
Are there anything that the commissioners are looking to do a bit more long term?
We've asked for the Clerk of Works to bring along some options of things that we can buy in the short term. There's some grants available as well from central government, so I'm hoping that we can apply for some of those to make the place a little bit more visually appealing. We've also spoken to some artists about creating some boards to go inside the empty units. We don't own all of the units, unfortunately, so there's not too much we can do to control it. But if we can get permission to put in some art displays and some boards in the existing shops that are there that are perhaps empty, it might make it look a little bit nicer. And we're looking to order some festoon lighting as well, so that when the nights draw in, it will be nicer.
How important is it to try and improve Michael Street and bring that footfall to the town and to the businesses?
I think it's really important. I think it's one of the main jobs of the commissioners is to support the local businesses. And it's really difficult for us to do that if people don't even know where they are. So with things like signage and improving the look and feel and making it really obvious how people get around places, then it should drive traffic up to the high street and it will benefit the businesses that are there.